future. Fuck it, let's go up the offer.
At the airport, okay? Come on.
Isn't part of it.
No more of that, okay? That's my client, Lucy. That's Mr. Duke, famous journalist. He's paying for the suite, Lucy. He's on our side. He loves artists. Lucy paints portraits of Barbara Streisand. Right?
I do these from TV.
Really? She came all the way down. What's the name of that town?
Montana.
Montana. Just to give these portraits to Barbara. We're going over to the Americana tonight to meet her backstage.
I desperately needed peace.
Right?
Rest. Sanctuary. I hadn't counted on this. Finding my attorney on acid and locked into some kind of preternatural courtship?
Well, they must have brought the car around by now. So, why don't Uye and Aye Oge and Etge the offstay out of the unk tray?
Let's get the stuff. I'll be right back, Lucy. Give me a kiss.
No.
One kiss.
No.
One kiss.
No.
Why not?
No.
Okay.
Someone answer the phone.
God bless.
Well, what are your plans?
Plan?
The child in the bedroom.
Oh, Lucy. I met her on the plane. Yeah. She's a religious freak. I give her a cab before I realize, Jesus, she's never even had a drink.
Well, it'll probably work out. You can keep her loaded and then peddle her ass at the drug convention. Yeah. She's perfect for this gig. These cops will go $50 ahead to beat her into submission and then gang fuck her. We can set her up in one of these backstreet motels, hang pictures of Jesus all over the room, and then turn these fucking pigs loose on her. Well, she's strong, man. She'll hold her own.
Jesus Christ, I knew you were sick, but I never expected to hear you actually say that kind of stuff, you filthy bastard.
Straight economics, man. This girl's a godsend.
Shut.
She can make us a grand a day.
That's ugly, man. Stop talking like that.
I figure she can do about four at a time.
What are you talking?
If you keep her full of acid, that's more like $2,000 a day. Maybe three.
Come on, man. What if I just jump on you and beat the dog shit out of you? Would that make you feel any better, you filthy bastard?
All right, listen to me. In a few hours, she'll probably be sane enough to work herself into some sort of towering Jesus-based rage at the hazy recollection
of being seduced by some kind of cruel Samoan who fed her liquor and LSD, dragged her to a Vegas hotel room, and then savagely penetrated every orifice in her little body with his throbbing, uncircumcised member.
That's so ugly, man.
Truth hurts.
That's Where'd help her, man?
Well, you'll go straight to the gas chamber for this one. Even if you manage to beat that, they'll still send you back to Nevada for rape and consensual sodomy. Oh, she's gotta go, man.
Shit. It doesn't pay to try to help somebody these days, huh?
Subbing in for DJ Mark and his show, Drop the Charges Radio Valencia. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday with this show, Drop the Charges. He spins soul, blues, all on wax. And he returns next Friday, every Friday from 12 to 2. Till then, I'll be here till 2 p.m. The big man shines. What do you need? What do you want? It's all here. You want music? Give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. 28. that's the passage to musical happiness. Or you could email me, itsfockle@gmail.com. It's Fockle on X. Handle me. It's all there. Music you heard. RHCP with Catholic Schoolgirls. Before that, something from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. A classic. You know, if there's one movie that makes you do drugs, that's a movie right there. You know, there's movies like that that make you want to do that, you know. And I don't even like that crazy stuff that they're doing. You know, sniffing ether, mescaline, they're doing eye drops, all that stuff. But that's a classic scene. Benicio del Toro, Christina Ricci, Professional heard her. Professional says, Wednesday Addams? Yes, that was her. And Johnny Depp together in one hotel room. Other music up in there. We also had Hilltop Hoods with the song Good for Nothing. Nice instrumental. We also had The Comet Is Coming with Atomic Wave Dance. Dig that. We had new music from AZ, Nas, and Mike N. Keys. That's new music from Mike N. Keys, Nas, and AZ with the song Surprise. We also had something by request going out to the professional. Violet Grohl was the name of the artist. Song Thumb. Hey, a professional. Is the artist related to Dave Grohl? They have the same last name. I think it's even spelled the same. I don't know. It might be. What's funny is I saw her for the first time. Actually, you know, like the artist. I heard of the artist for the first time yesterday. Said it's funny that you requested it today. I just thought that was cool, you know? So, I just going by last names, like Dave Grohl's, you know, daughter or something maybe. Who knows? We also had music from Ava Mendoza and Hamid Drake. Song, Mama Cocha. And we started off the whole set with new music from Tricky and Mitch Sanders. Song, Because I Don't Know. That was the name of the track. We're caught up with music. It's Fockle@gmail.com. It's Fockle on X. Handle me. I got to give a big shout out to West Coast Ted. West Coast Ted. He said, hey, I should check out. What about Mabuhay Gardens, man? And that is a place I should check out. I've never been there. Mabuhay Gardens. I will. Oh, he also said, what about Freight and Savage? That's another one that I've never been to and that I heard of. Freight and Savage. Salvage or Savage? Salvage. Freight and Salvage. I want to go to Freight and Macho Man Randy Salvage venue. That's where I want to go. That's what I like to do. Check out a concert. And how do you check out a concert, guys? Do you have your earplugs in? When I went to go see the Hives at the Warfield, dude, they were loud. They were super loud. I didn't have earplugs, but I was looking around in my pockets, and luckily I had an old tissue, like an old tissue. So I cut it up and just stuffed it in my ears. It helped out. My ears weren't ringing. Thank God. You know, now you kind of have to do that, man. You know, back in the day, you know, this is me back in the day. Yo, we don't do that bitch shit. No, we don't do that shit. You know, back in the all or nothing days, you know, in the your 19 and 20, maybe even all through my 20s. And I definitely wasn't stuffing my ears with earplugs. I definitely wasn't do that, you know. And then, you know, I'd be with my friends, and we're like 19, from 19 to 25, those were the heydays of, we don't give a fuck, right? And we would, you know, play tackle football. Someone we know would go, can we just play two-hand touch? And then all of us would be like, we don't do that bitch shit. No, it's tackle or nothing. We don't do that bitch ass shit. Now, dude, I won't even play two-hand touch. Dude, I ain't gonna get hurt. Maybe I'm gonna get pushed into the ground. I can't be getting injured, you know? I hurt my shoulder just playing Techno Bowl on NES the other day. I'm fragile. Fragile. So, you know, it's funny back in the day, all or nothing. You know? Yo, I don't give a fuck. We're playing tackle football. None of this bitch shit, two-hand touch. Not no more. I ain't playing both of those sports. Then you guys play it. Man, I've been popped too many times, dude. The blue-eyed bomber popped me so hard, dude. It made me do my only kick flip in life, man. Or kick up, is that what it's called? He hit me so hard. My friend hit me so hard. We went like... There's like a sport now where you hold the ball and you guys just go head to head, like shoulder to shoulder, and see who stays up and see who falls, man. And that's exactly what we did. We went head to head and he popped me so hard that I hit the ground with my back, and the momentum pushed me back up on my feet. I bounced from the ground and bounced back on my feet. And everybody thought I was hurt. Like, the whole game stopped. Even the guy who popped me, he goes, he was like, he's so sweet. He goes, you okay? You okay? You need a doctor? You need some blood work? No more, guys. I'm not getting popped no more. I'm not Pop Smoke. I'm not Pop Tart. I'm not Snack. Crackle Pop. I don't even listen to Pop. You know? But, dude, no more of that shit, dude. I can't be getting hit, man. You know? Let's just play, you know, badminton. That's better for me. You know, emphasis on the bad. But, yeah, man. Back in the day. The all or nothing days. But anyways, I don't know how I got into that sport stuff, but checking out concerts. I definitely am not gonna be in the mosh pit anymore. I've been popped in the mosh pit too many times. You know, I've been in hardcore pits and nothing happened. Then I'm in a Papa Roach pit and I get popped with a forearm to the jaw. And I'm like, this is the last pit I'm ever going to do. I never walked in. I almost went into a Suicidal Tendencies pit, but they didn't play my song. This was pre-pandemic, 2019. But they didn't play the song. If they played Institutionalized or... Shot Reagan or that one, I would have been in the pit. But no more pits for Young Fago. Only avocado pits. That's about it. I'm making guacamole every day right now, guys. I'm on a guacamole fix right now, fresh, like, you know, like Chevy's, like when you go to a restaurant and they make it right in front of you, just like that. serrano peppers, garlic, lemon, tomatoes. All day, every day. I'm eating everything on turkey sandwiches. It's so great because you can control, you know, the whole what you put in it, man. So you get it the right way, you know. What do they call it? Avocado toast? Guacamole toast, man. I put that in my turkey sandwich, man. Right now, I'm just enjoying all that, man. And, you know, I don't know if you guys got an air fryer, but make some chips in your air fryer. It's fantastic. And I like when you cook the chip and it's not hard. There's some that are, you know, the top gets hard, but the bottom ones get really, are still soft and hot. It tastes so good, man. Ain't nothing better than that right now, man. That's what I'm doing, dude. And I sound like a rich guy when I go, hey, well, you got guacamole every day? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, Facco? Just a guy living his life, man. That's all I am. But if you can, get up on that guacamole. It tastes so good. You make it to your taste. You want it salty? Have it salty. That's on you. It's up to you. You don't got no problems? Go for it. You know? Wow. You know, I used to work at an elderly home, and there was an elderly man who would put so much salt on his food. But guess what? He was the youngest looking guy in the whole elderly home. The salt preserved them well. I'm not sure. You know how salt preserves you? It turns you into, like, what do they call it? Cured? Like salami, pepperoni, prosciutto, like that. I think that's what it does to the body too. Whatever you do, you want to live like a king, eat guacamole, man. Make your own chips. That's what's great, is like you don't use so much oil when you make your chips in the air fryer. So you can control that part. That's what's nice about it. Tell me more, professional. Professional says, tell me more, man. I'm telling you, dude. I use the Danos, man. I don't know if you ever, if you mess with Danos, professional. I use that, too. It's like it's a rub. And it doesn't have as much salt as you would think, but it does have salt. They use sea salt, but they use all these other ingredients, too. Lemon peel, pepper, garlic, onion powder. You know, there's even this one. I just got it. It's made by Bragg, and it has like 24 ingredients, zero salt. It adds a nice flavor to it. But for that one, you want to be cooking with it. Like the Danos, I could put that on a salad with some vinegar, and it tastes solid. But the Bragg one with the 24 ingredients in it, it's a little more raw. it's a little more in your face. I think you want to cook with it instead of putting it on, like, just raw and just eating it without cooking it. Professional says, love that you're really thinking about controlling your health. I can see you're having fun with it, too. Hey, thanks, professional. You know, that's what happens when you end up in the ICU. I realized I'm a goal line guy, man. They go, hey, you have to do this or else, buddy, you're gone. And I was like, okay, that's how I realized, that's how I am. It took me over 40 years to realize that. Say, and like when they told me about school and high school, and they say, hey, if you don't take these classes, you're not going to graduate. You're going to have to stay for another year. And I was like, God damn that shit. You ain't going to keep me in school another year or a half a year and a month. They put my ass against the fire and I survived it, man. I said, I ain't fucking staying here. The last thing I need, you know. But you'd be surprised, man. That's how I am. And that's what I remember too. I remember I was working at Warehouse Music and I wanted to stop working at Warehouse Music and get a better job. Right? And the only way to do that was I had to quit and force myself to get a new job. You know? You gotta just force yourself. And I think that's what a lot of people, that's not just me, man. You know? I'm not cooking with vegetable oil and all that stuff anymore, professional. If I do use oil, it's olive oil, avocado oil. I even went into the beef tallow fat, and I was cooking with that for a while too, but no more like soybean oil, no more vegetable oil, no more. I don't know, all that stuff, man. I wonder if vegetable oil's that bad, but who knows? You know, it's a lot easier to control it when you eat at home, and that's what I'm doing a lot. And I'm saving more money. I'm trying to save more money, at least. You know, you go to a restaurant, they've got the same oil they've had the last 2 years. If they got the same oil that is gonna power a school bus that's been converted. But thanks so much, professional. I appreciate the kind words. Shouts out to West Coast Ted as well. Keep on rocking it. I'm still fasting, West Coast Ted. I know you fast too. I think he does the one meal a day. That guy's the man. Professional. Man, you are educating yourself. Really. I'm really happy to hear. It's a pleasure to learn smarter things, and it starts getting addicting to keep pursuing. So keep pursuing health good, sir. You got it, buddy. Pursuing health. There you go. Thanks, professional. You rock. Keep on rocking. You got this. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We've got the goods from all over this wonderful universe. And we've got more. Let's get back into the music. This is Spellman, St. Garcia, Destructors, club version. Coming in right now. 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Enough of me. Let's get to it. Shouts out to all. This is music from Spellman. And Davy and the Chains. And this song is called St. Garcia. Destructors Club version Radio Valencia.
So nice. Shedding out the one. beaches, I've been waiting.